Thank you, Father. Lord, we do thank you for rescuing us. We thank you, Lord, for being there for each and every one of us at that right time when we came to you. Father God, we thank you that we have asked you into our lives, Lord. We continue to want to develop and grow in the things that you have for us individually and also corporately as that of a church, Lord. For there are many things that need to be accomplished, many things that need to be done in the kingdom, Father, here upon this earth. And you have placed us here for a very special time. And you're with us, and we're going to accomplish it in your strength and your power. Amen? Amen. In his strength and his power. I want to just touch upon a verse. Many of us have heard it many, many times. But there's a lot of times we just need to review some of these verses and kind of do a check and see where we're at in it, okay? And the one is in James 1, chapter 1, and verse 22. Lord, the words that I share, let them not be my words, but let them be yours. Lord, I know that as I look at your scriptures here in the Bible, Lord, they are your words. And I just pray that we find a new freshness in them, Lord. Even though we read it and reread it, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it just reveals a little bit more for us to take a hold of. It's like that of an onion, Lord, and just peeling back a layer after layer to find a richness more so in your word, Lord God. And thank you for it. Hallelujah. May you receive all the honor and glory in it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we find in James 1:22 what? But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of the liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. How many here want to be blessed in what you're going to do? I want to be blessed. Only because God says he will do that. He will bless us if we are doers of his word and not just readers of it or just come and sit in church. So we want to look at this just a little bit here. As we look at being doers of the word, it all starts with this. Salvation leads to service. So that's the first step of what we've got to do to become doers of the word, right? Is receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and allow him to come into our lives, and that we say, here I am, use me, fill me with your spirit. So as we find that salvation begins to lead to service, it is self-deception to believe that God's goal for church attendance is merely to hear the word, instead of to experience a transformation of life that results in ministry. Now, we find as we get into God's word that a lot of it is a transformation. We read in that word of transformation of like metamorphosis, like that of a butterfly, different things like that as far as the stages and things of once a caterpillar and go into that cocoon or whatever, and then you come out as a butterfly. But we look at this in God's words, and the way we look at this and the things that God has for us, we are transformed. Now, he tells us to be transformed by renewing what? The mind. Our mind is an important part of this whole transformation process. We've got to get rid of the old stuff that we are so used to in this life, and chances are we've had more of the world stuff shoved in on our thoughts and our mind than that of God, until we come to Christ with that of salvation, and then we begin to start doing some changing within ourselves. We begin to do a metamorphosis. We need to transform ourselves from what we were into what God sees in us. Amen. See, God sees magnificence in us. God sees perfection in us. He sees the things that we are very capable of doing if we allow him to move in our lives. But to do that, you can't just come on a Sunday and sit out here and read a scripture or two and then go home and say it's a done deal. God wants what we would call in the corporate world and things like that, movers and shakers. Amen. Movers and shakers. We've got to be doers of the word. So as we look at this, salvation leads to the service. It's self-deception to believe that God's goal is for just church attendance. The one who merely hears the word quickly forgets it. Only the one who acts on the word and continues in it is blessed. God's word is the perfect law of liberty. It does not enslave us to the bondage of legalism, but rather it frees us to keep its precepts by inward compulsion. Inwardly, we're directed inwardly by his word. Do you believe that? Inwardly, in our thoughts, in our heart, we begin to motivate ourselves by that of what God's word says that we are, who we can be, and what he has for us to accomplish. All of these things that are positive things in the word of God. We look at this to where being a doer of the word, obedience to the word of God, brings about the work of God. So we have a work to do for God. Everyone here today, you've got something that God has planned for just you to be able to accomplish. And I hope that we can grasp a hold of that and notice that and fulfill that. Amen? Because that's serving him. That's the being that of a doer of what God is asking us to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We love to sacrifice. If we sacrifice, that'll put us on good terms. Well, not as much as obedience. So be obedient to the word of God brings about the work of God. We are to hear the word and do the work. To hear and do nothing is one sign of a deceived heart. Many hearts are deceived when we just have salvation and that's about where we stop. And we just begin to sit in the chairs of the church and we figure that's about the best that I need to do. Well, it's good that you got salvation, but there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more that he is expecting of us once we receive Christ. Do you believe that? And that we are to fulfill that. So to hear and do nothing is a sign of a deceived heart. And I think that's where sometimes we hear the word. Maybe the devil likes to even say, well, Tim, you've heard the word. That's good enough. Now just relax and just take it easy. You've heard the word. No big deal. Well, you begin to get deceived. So we've got to get active in our walk with God. We have got to put action in our steps. We have got to put action in the things that we're doing and saying and going to be a part of what God has for us to do. Do you believe that? To hear and do nothing is one sign of a deceived heart. Faith acts. To believe is to do. The faith that we have, many times the things that he wants us to do, to be doers of his word, it takes by that of faith, doesn't it? Because he's asking us to do some things that we normally, knowing within our own self and our own grasp of things, know that I am not capable of it. Whatever reason, if it's the education level, if it's the understanding of it, if it's the understanding of his word and the depths of what we think it should be, whatever case might be, we feel like we're inept to be able to fulfill what God has for us to do. But we know that if we can just surrender ourselves, and all you have to do is be willing, just be willing, okay? Say, here am I, Lord. I've received you as my Lord and Savior. I've got salvation. I know where eternity is going to be for me. But there's more, Lord, that I know you have for me to do. He wants us to go out and bring others in, doesn't he? He wants us to go out and share the good news, share the gospel. Do whatever you can to go from, you know, town to town, whatever it is, to preach or to share the word of God. So we need to evaluate in what areas do you claim faith? What areas do you claim faith? And then we need to evaluate that. Do your actions declare unbelief? So your actions, here again, our actions will declare one of two things, won't it? Our actions will declare where we're at with that of God, where we're at with that of faith. Oh, ye of little faith, you know. He's given us a measure of faith. He's given us the things that we need to get things accomplished for him. So we need to evaluate in what areas do you claim faith while your actions declare unbelief. Maybe no action on our part declares unbelief. No action on our part just leaves us right where we're at. And I believe the devil would like to keep us right or make us feel like that's a good place to be, right where you're at. Don't do anything else for God. Don't do anything else in sowing the word. Don't do anything else in being of love to those around you praying for those around you or to be a friend to those around you. Just be where you're at. Just be happy. That's what the devil would like for us to do. But the Word of God says that we have to do it. We have to be actively doing these things for Him. We need to acknowledge those areas. The first thing we have to understand is those areas that we're lacking is acknowledge them. It's once you acknowledge them that you can work on them, right? I think it's some of those things that we find in our society of today is like any kind of a problem that somebody might have, until they acknowledge that they have a problem in that situation or in that area, it's hard for them to change that area, for they're blinded to it, or they don't think it's that big of a deal. But most of it is that once we declare that, okay, here's the situation, here's the problem I have, now how can I work on it? Until someone declares or finds out what that situation is, it's going to be hard to work on it because they're going to be deceived. And we're going to try to help them, and you're going to like running your head into the wall trying to help them when they don't want to help themselves or they don't want to acknowledge what their issues are. Decide to act on faith that you have. We have faith. His word tells us, right? He's given us a measure of faith. Each one. So allow that to begin to grow. Plant it. Grow it. We're in the time of season now where we're beginning to see a lot of things come out and grow. Especially dandelions. My goodness. Could you imagine if your faith was like that of a dandelion? Wow. It would be pretty powerful. But as we begin to see things flourish and come to life, that's what we want to see, and that's what he wants to see in our faith with him. We want to plant it in something, and we want to continue to grow it and develop it. And the way you're going to develop your faith is what? Taking a step of faith. Going above and beyond what you think you can do on your own to say, I don't know if I can do this. Well, as a matter of fact, I know I can't do this. But Lord, if this is what you're wanting me to do, I'm going to trust you to give me the tools to do it, the ability to do it. Whatever it is, Lord, it's all you anyway. Because any time in our walk with him, it's going to be to what Jesus said that he said, that he was wanting to glorify his Father in heaven. And that's what our goal is to glorify our Heavenly Father even to this day. So we need to decide to act on the faith that we have. Then we need to practice today what you proclaim. As you begin to proclaim things, you need to act out on those things. You know, as we look at different things in our life and as we walk through this life, there's a lot of things to act upon what you say. You know, we talk about the power of the tongue and what we profess as we speak forth. So we want to speak forth the positive things of God. Although we may be weak in body, we want to say that I am strong in him, you know. It's not to say that I'm weak. I realize there's some times in my life that I've been weak physically. But I'm not going to stay in that and say, well, I'm just weak because of whatever, that I'm going to say, Lord, I need your strength now, supernaturally or whatever, to come into my body, to give me that strength to go forth to do, Lord, what you have for me to do, rather than just sit there and kind of wallow in it. We have got to look at the positive of things. We've got to declare things that God is answering our prayer. May not look like it right now, but God is answering our prayer. Do you believe it? Somehow, some way, as we pray, he is answering it. Somehow, some way, he has heard our prayer. Sometimes I've prayed, and I wonder sometimes, Lord, did you really hear me? Anybody ever been there? Lord, it seems like I'm just speaking into the air. But then as I find time to quickly stop and think and realize that, no, my God is there with me. And he hears these petitions that I pray. He hears my voice as I, you know, pray forth healings and directions and strength or whatever for myself, for the church, for you, for families, for this nation. One of the things that we could look at being a doer of the word is that we need to pray for our nation, right? Be a doer of the word. God says to intercede, to be there, stand in the gap. There's a lot of things that we need to stand in the gap for in this nation. This past week they had the National Day of Prayer, and they pray over about 7 different areas. We've talked about it before. They pray over families. How many here know that our families need prayer? The family unit has been totally blown away And it's getting crazier and crazier. And so we need to pray for families. We need to, how about the church? The church is a place that we should find some solitude in. We should find some word of God in the church. We should find a standard in the church that helps us understand the things of God and keeps us at a level a little bit higher for sure than what the world is in. But now we find many of our churches that are no different than what is in the world. And so we need to pray for churches. If we want the things to be a positive in this nation, if we want to see God's hand move in a mighty way, we need to pray for the churches, don't you think? Not just this church, but every church out there. We need God's hand moving, as we've shared within Revelations, where he says that I tour the churches, I go up and down the aisles on a Sunday, or I visit my churches. You know, every Sunday, I believe by that of his Spirit, he tours his churches to see what in exactly are my messengers, the pastors, what are they saying? What are they sharing? And how far off are they from my word? And we've learned in Revelation that as those that had gone asleep or had changed from what they were to more of that of the world's ways, he said that I will remove the lampstand or the candlestick from them. They will no longer have his light. They will be a darkened church. Oh, you can still come, but the church is darkened by that of the spiritual realm and the things of God. So we need to keep our churches in prayer so that our churches stay strong and that our churches don't back down from speaking the truth of God's word, right? Amen. That calling what things are sin and standing for the things that God stands for. We have got to stand for somebody, and I want to stand for God. I want to be a doer of his word. I'm going to have to stand in prayer, in interceding, in intercession, supplicating for whatever these things are, but for families, for churches. How about education? We've seen such a terrible thing in our educational system. And this is talking about being doers of the word. As we are given a mission, as we are given God's word to go out and be effective, and it's to be active, well, you can be a doer of his word by merely praying. And praying for your nation, and praying for your city, and praying for your educational systems. All of these things need God's hand upon them. So our education is just crazy. I'm not even going to go into it, but you know all of the things that are taking place in the schools and in the locker rooms and all of these things with the gender stuff. You know, it's just, who would have thought? Who would have thought when we were in school that we would be looking at things like this in this day and age? Need to pray for that of our government, the government. Be a doer of his word by praying. Chronicles, wasn't it? If my people come to me and humble, you know, and pray, I will hear their prayers. We come and we lift up the prayers for this nation, for our government, and the government needs a lot of help. But God's a big God, and God can make things change. Don't you believe it? So we got to be constantly in prayer for that. So these are some things as far as looking at areas of prayers that I believe it's one of those things of being that of a doer of the word. So we talked about the one who merely hears the word and quickly forgets is the one who acts on the word. Oh, I'm sorry. The one who merely hears the word quickly forgets. Only the one who acts on the word and continues in it is blessed. We have got to continue on. We have got to continue marching on with his marching orders. Don't you believe it? Thank you, Father. So as we look for this, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away, and he immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of the liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this is the one that will be blessed in what he does. We find that the word of God and the purity of life is not in the quest for perfection as much as it is the quest for liberation from those things that may inhibit effectiveness and reduce power-filled living. We find in this text that I just read shows that the word of God is a means of reflection, a mirror into which we are to look and see ourselves. Do you find that the word of God kind of reveals who you are? Kind of looks like as far as revealing your life, if we begin to look into the word of God. There's some things in our lives that I'm sure that we're glad that we were given forgiven, you know, by that of the blood of Jesus, forgiveness of sins, amen. So as we look at this, This text shows the Word of God as a means of reflection, a mirror into which we are to look and see ourselves. The call is not only to heed what we see and accept the Bible's corrective instructions, but there is an unwritten lesson here that we should avoid the temptation to see and judge others in the Word. And there's another thing. We've got to look at this and look at our own self and allow the Word of God to straighten us out. And don't worry about whatever somebody is next to you and compare yourself to them and judge them, right? We have got to work on ourselves, and that's what God is wanting us to do. There's enough, I think, within my own self that I got to work on that I'm sorry, I can't worry about you guys. You know, you're on your own. I'm going to turn back to Matthew 7:21 real quick. It starts off, the heading on this says that I never knew you. But in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who, what, does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. And that changed a lot of thoughts there as far as some of the disciples and those that said, well, look what we did. We cast out in your name. We cast this out. We did this. We performed miracles and things of that nature. But what it gets down to is our trueness of our heart with that of God. We have got to say this, that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter that kingdom, but it's he who does the will of my Father in heaven. In Romans 2:13, I'm going to start here. Romans 2:12. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. In verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. Again, you can go through just God's word and find the importance of being the doer of his word. And so I encourage you today that as he has instructed you to do things, as he has spoken into your spirit, be a part of this. Join this or be a part of the church for whatever activity. Help the church here, help the church there, whatever the case is. That in turn is like being the doer of the word. Amen. Not just to come and sit on Sunday mornings and think like, this is what I've done and I've arrived. So what I would like to do today here, just as we kind of wrapping it up here, I want to do some prayers for the families in the church. I think that's one of the most important things that we can be doing. After I began to look at many things that come across my text with people having situations going on in their family. Anybody need a touch of healing? I do. I'll take it. Amen. Amen.